Now, Acting Governor called at 6:40. I've just 5:40. Hung up. Yes, 5:40. He said that he had just heard from the mayor. He's in Springfield. The mayor says he wants troops, that he doesn't really know anything about it, but he doesn't know how to know anything about it, so he is requesting troops. And he didn't know how many. I told him that we would confirm this back to him.
He wants 5,000 troops.
I know how many he wants, Mr. President. The point was that the governor didn't know how many he wanted, and he's supposed to ask us for them. We'll get off straight.
I told the mayor that you would dictate to the governor that his form wire for
he's
the 5,000.
Got it.
Just tell him to send it on. I'm sitting here with a proclamation to sign it. Just
well, Mr. President, I don't think you ought to sign the proclamation right away. You'll get the, you will get the telegram on the ticker.
That's right.
But I think I told the governor that we are beginning the movement of troops right now. I had already talked to General Johnson, and he will have troops airborne beginning at 6:00 tonight.
That's good.
Now, the troops will not close at O'Hare, the first contingent coming from Fort Hood, until they'll begin to be airborne at 1800, and they won't close at O'Hare for 7.5 hours. And it'll be 2:00 before that. The ones coming from Fort Carson close 2:00 tomorrow morning. 7.5 hours will be 1:30. 2:00, which would be 12:30 their time. It'll be 2:00 before they close at the Naval Air Station, the ones coming from Fort Carson. We had already talked, Warren Christopher had, to people at the Pentagon. They had sent, but they had not yet arrived, a military team out there in civilian clothes to begin reconnoitering. We should not move now because we won't have command capability for quite some time. We should not federalize the Guard yet because then we would be responsible for what it does and we wouldn't even be there to tell them what to do. In addition, we've got to protect ourselves from Governor Romney. And we can do it without losing any time. But to do it, we've got to hold off signing this.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not going to act on until we get his request as you dictated to him. If we get it, and then we'll talk about it after you get it.
Yeah, but you're going to have to. We need to reconnoiter and make the judgment like we did in Detroit to keep Romney from saying, "Well, he takes care of his buddies like Daley, but he doesn't take care of his political enemies like Romney." We won't lose any time, but you don't want to sign that thing until we can say that we had troops moving all the time, we didn't lose a second, but we had military men there in advance, and they reconnoitered, and they made their own judgment, just like Cy Vance made his judgment in Detroit.
That's right, unless the governor would make the judgment. That's why Cy had to make it, because the governor refused to sign that kind of wire, you know.
No, that we had plenty of problems with the governor, but he asked for the troops, and this was hours after he asked for them, and we said, you remember, that we had a responsibility too, and our responsibility was to make our own judgment. Now we know, just as we knew then, that we ought to send them in right away, I think, but we know that we're going to decide to send them in. We know we're sending them in, but we want to give the appearance of reconnoitering and having a fact basis to make our own judgment.
Yeah,
otherwise we will do.
Have you got your team on the way out there?
Well, we've got a military team now. I think I should send Warren Christopher and a staff here to play the civilian role.
Yeah.
We'll have them airborne within an hour.
That's good. Well, they'll be there a lot closer, a lot before the boys get there.
And then I'll be in touch with you on signing this and the timing and all.
All right. I want to be sure that we're getting all we need here.
Yes, sir.
As I gathered, what they told me, they had 2,000. And they had a few hundred MPs, then they had another 2,000. I gather from you that all of that group, those three, have already been ordered in.
Everything that we have air capacity to lift in here is here or on its way. And the total, including the D.C. National Guard, which is 1,263 men, is 11,492. Two units that are en route, the 503rd Military Police Battalion from Fort Bragg, which is 550 men, and the 2nd Brigade of the 82nd Airborne at Fort Bragg, which is 1,995.
And then prior to that, you had the 82nd group that came in this morning.
That was the 1st Battalion.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's right. Now, is that a
brigade?
Yeah, is that about all now we have of 82nd that's available?
That's the 82nd.
Do we have any more available for Washington if we need them?
We've got two groups that have quite a long delay time getting here that we will have as soon as the planes that are bringing the 2nd Brigade of the 82nd are free, will be available to bring.
Where do they come from?
They come from, I have to look back at my notes. They come, they've got a long delay time, but they come from Fort Knox, I think. I'm not really sure. I can look back if you want.
But they wouldn't be here tonight.
I think realistically, based on my experience in the Army, that they would not be here tonight.
Are we requesting them, or are we just waiting to see? Have to wait till the planes anyway.
The planes are free, and I would assume that we'll have a judgment then. I assume the judgment would be we bring them on in, but...
Well, why don't we maybe ought to consider a civilian plane.
Well, I've asked them to look for all National Guard planes and look for commercial jets. I haven't heard back. That was about 2 months.
That Johnson?
Beg your pardon?
Who'd you ask?
David McGifford.
Okay.
All right, sir.